If you're a fan of crisp live funk and like me, kind of find yourself longing for the silky grooves of 80s New York and Chicago boogie, well, do I have a treat for you. Busting out of the booming Melbourne soul scene, this incredible 10-piece funk collective, Mondo Freaks, have hit the ground running with their long-awaited self-titled album debut. And with it, they've really brought the timeless sound of the late 70s, 80s disco and boogie to 2025. I listened to the entire thing yesterday and I absolutely fell in love. And joining me on the line now to chat all about this project is bassist, co-producer, and one of the founding members, Luke Hodgson. Luke, have I got you? And welcome to 2SER.
You certainly do, Beth. Thanks for having me.
No problem.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's awesome to have you on the show. So I wanted to first ask you quickly about, you know, how Mondo Freaks formed. Really started out with you and drummer Graham Pogson, who, you know, obviously many will know you as two very, very important members of the Bamboos, kind of really just jamming late 70s and early 80s funk covers. Like, how did this evolve from that into this massive 10-piece collective?
Well, yeah, absolutely. So the old hodgepodge rhythm section, you mentioned Graham Pogson.
Yes.
And myself. So I'm actually not in the Bamboos.
I have
filled in for the Bamboos over the years. We're all good friends, but Graham is. Graham's the longtime drummer.
Right.
But really, the concept began, Graham and I lived in a share house like 15 years ago, and the kind of early 80s funk classic stuff was really what we bonded over, and we put it together like a concept band playing covers of this sort of stuff. We'd play the disco edits of, like, long edits of classic songs that would often have a prominent sample that we would know from a hip hop song, you know. So we'd book the band and do a residency at a classic Melbourne venue like the Nightcat or whatever.
Awesome.
Yeah, and that's the genesis of it.
Dope.
The two of us there, and yeah, just all our favourite musos in Melbourne, and we're all working session musos. So, you know, we would play for other artists and then come and get together and have some fun.
So good. Yeah. So good. Yeah. And you know, the sound on the album is really, really obviously specific and really, really crisp. And, you know, you have mentioned that, you know, you guys were influenced by legends of that era, like Change, BB and Q-Band, and Was Not Was. What do you think it is about, you know, that specific era when disco kind of eased into funk and R&B that you wanted to capture with this project?
I think for me personally, it's the sort of, yeah, like you mentioned the word crisp, but the kind of production qualities of music from that time, just before, I guess, sequencing and you know, more synthesized stuff. There's lots of synthesizers there, but just the more gridded music. I really enjoyed the crispness of that sound, but just the live performance. So a band in the room, all playing together. There's something that happens when you're just a meter from each other and, you know, you grow, it sort of becomes one organism. You know?
Totally. Yeah. And with such talented musicians, it's kind of like there are no boundaries that you can't, that exist, and no corner that you can't explore together, which is really, really, I'd imagine really, really freeing and kind of meditative at times, which is cool. I wish that I could get into some sort of flow state with music like that, but I'm a pleb. but, you know, the album really kind of came together during Melbourne's long lockdown periods, or at least, you know, you were able to record the album during like a very, very little magic window in between some of those lockdowns. Can you tell us about what it was like kind of orchestrating a recording session for a 10-piece band live during very stressful time?
Well, look, we had to have a lot of faith because, I mean, we were used to, we created the music. Graham and I had made demos, which we'd also collaborate with Jade McRae, who is a Sydney sider.
Yes.
She used to live in Melbourne, but
she's gone to the dark
Sydney,
side.
Now based in, yeah. We would be sort of collaborating in the lockdowns, just working from home. And if we could work together in the studio, we would. But when it came time to tracking the whole thing, it was open. You know, Melbourne was open for, you know, Who knows? Who knows how long it's going to be open for? We're sort of booking the time, and then things would change. Someone would get infected again, and the government would shut it down, and we'd all just have to pack up the studio and come back home and reschedule. So it drew it out, that's for sure. But I think it made it all the more special just to actually really value what it's like to be playing music together again, because we had such a break.
Of course. And do you think that that kind of like the pro that intense process of it sort of shaped the final sound of the album? Or had a part to play
I
in
think
it?
it did. I think it did. I think, yeah, just everyone's personal spirit, being able to share it together in person, I think really did translate.
Amazing,
There's
amazing.
a real joy in us all being able to hang out together and play.
Totally, and like having pure moments of capturing lightning in a bottle, I'd imagine. So you mentioned one of the amazing vocalists. You have five vocalists on this record. You mentioned Jade McRae leading six, I think it's six of the tracks. How do you kind of approach the songwriting and production with such a large and talented roster?
Well, it was really just, it wasn't a plan that Jade was going to sing six or Aaron was going to be on two or whatever. It was just sort of who was up for writing at the time. But we did write songs. Aaron Mendoza, who's one of the keyboard players, and he used to be in a band called Electric Empire, which I'm sure you guys played on the radio. Between Graham, Aaron, Jade, and myself, we all collaborate on writing, but we kind of wrote songs specifically for the other people. And we've still got some songs in the can that we haven't released featuring some of the other singers
Oh,
a little bit more. Yeah.
nice, nice. Do you think that you guys would release that sometime soon,
It's
or?
all coming. It's all
Oh,
coming. Yeah. Within the
exciting.
next year.
Dope, dope. Well, yeah, that kind of leads me to my last question. With the album kind of here and out in the world, what's next for Mondo Freaks? You guys gonna be playing around soon, playing around the town?
Absolutely. Well, we're launching our album in Melbourne in 2 weeks' time. The
Yes.
official launch, it's at Howler. If anyone's going to be heading south from your listenership, 12th of December at Howler, that's our party. Big celebration for the end of the year. It's been a long year for us. And we've got some festival stuff, which isn't announced yet, but happening next year. And yeah, we'll be
Brilliant.
releasing an instrumental version of the record in
Oh,
a couple of weeks as well,
cool.
because that's also quite fun to listen to.
Yes.
And then a few more extra things.
Dope. Well, I hope that, in the next coming months or something, we can find you playing a show up here in Sydney. Because I
Absolutely.
know
You'll be
I
the
will be
first to
there.
know.
Yes, please, please.
Yes.
Luke, thank you so much for joining us on Drive. I absolutely have loved listening to the album. And I think it's definitely going to be one on repeat for me personally. So thank you so much for gifting it to us.
Thank you so much, Beth.
No worries. Have a good
All the
one.
best.
Cheers.
You
Bye.
too. See ya.